Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air, Friday edition. We broadcast from the Southern Bank Corps studio. Bob Getty and Dima Mixon, we're glad you're with us. Kelly's out today. Opening segment of the show sponsored every day by Dickey's Barbecue. We appreciate Dickey's. Do a great job catering every event. A great place to take your family for a fresh, delicious meal any night of the week. We thank Dickey's for everything they do. Pearl River baseball coach Michael Avalon is probably one of the very best in the nation, and his stud pitcher from last year is now a member of the Golden Eagles. We're going to be talking to him about this young man and contributions that everyone is anticipating that he will make to the program. Also going to hear from Colby Allen, who we project to be, is it fair to say, Dima, the Friday night guy?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So Colby on the show a little later as well, but we're going to kick off today's program, give you an update on last night's basketball action, both teams in action, and bad news for both teams. Let's start here at home. That's where the ladies played, and played a really good conference team last night. Dima, kind of capsule that one for us.
Yeah, you know, Marshall was one of the better teams in the Sun Belt coming into the game 15-5. And I really thought the women held their own. Just the first half didn't go as planned. They were down 31-17 at halftime. Really couldn't get anything going. But in that second half, they were able to, you know, battle. And they really won the second half pretty handily. But Marshall already had such a significant lead that Southern Miss wasn't able to really ever gain back any momentum. You know, Ja'Kayla Johnson, just 13 points. Melanie Thames, 17 points. Didn't shoot the basketball particularly well, only 35% from the floor, 26% from the arc. So kind of an uncharacteristic shooting night for the women. But they held Marshall, who was one of the better scoring teams in the Sun Belt, just to 61 points. So I guess that's positive. I think, you know, I James Madison held them to 43, but outside of that, you know, I don't remember Marshall being held under 70 points for the past few games. So I think that was encouraging, but Southern Miss, the shooting for the Lady Eagles just couldn't get, you know, their normal shooting. If they would have just shot like they normally do, they would have felt, you know, pretty good about that game last night. But of course, they drop it. So they now are 11-8 on the season. And that drops them in the Sun Belt standings. They were fourth coming into that game. They dropped all the way to eighth with that loss. So they're sitting there in a four-way tie for eighth with ODU, Southern Miss, Georgia State, and Texas State. Coastal Carolina is in town on tomorrow, which is one of the lesser teams in the league. They only have a 9-11 record and 2-6 in league. So hopefully Southern Miss could get a win there and be 5-4 heading into another road trip for the Lady Eagles. So, yeah, they just couldn't shoot the basketball last night.
The game tomorrow at 12 o'clock, time changed 12 noon because of the weather and how it could affect the folks from Coastal Carolina. Must win at this point for the ladies?
Yeah, it's one you want to get. I mean, you don't want to drop many at home, especially with how hard it is to win on the road. So, you know, you felt like you really let one slip away there last night just because you couldn't shoot the basketball particularly well. I don't think they necessarily played horrible. You know, that's a good Marshall team. They only lost by 9, you know, but, you know, you want to be able to win those at home. But especially a game that you're not going to really gain from the league, if that makes sense. Everybody's more likely going to beat Coastal, so you need to win that game, especially at home. All so, right. Yeah, I would say probably a must-win for them.
All right, the road blues continue for the men's team. They lose again last night.
Yeah, it's just not been a really good month at all for Southern Miss men's basketball.
I'd say that's the truth.
You know, it's their third loss in a row. You know, they battled really well to start the game. They even opened up about an 8-point lead midway in that first half. But, Bob, get this. From 4 minutes to go in the second half to 12 minutes to go in the second. So 4 minutes to go in the first half to 12 minutes to go in the second half. So about 16 minutes of game time, 3 points.
No.
And that's the whole game right there. That's when Georgia State was able to, you know, extend their lead, and Southern Miss could never recover from that. Just 3 points over 16 minutes of game time.
Just cold shooting?
Just cold shooting. That's right. You know, 38% from the floor, but 25% from the arc. It's not like Georgia State shot it any better. They were 36% from the floor, which is actually worse than Southern Miss was. But, yeah, I mean, you know, 11 turnovers, which, you know, isn't great. It just wasn't a good shooting night, and it's just kind of been the talk of this team. They just haven't been able to shoot the basketball very well. Three of their starters, less than 5 points. Benet with five, Diangi with three, and Hart with one. So, you know, that's three of your starters not even getting over 5 points, and Brumfield with 13. You know, so I don't know. It's kind of hard, tough sledding for men's basketball right now. And they head on the road to Coastal Carolina on Saturday, you know, which we all thought was more than likely a pretty sure win. But Coastal Carolina's been playing good basketball as of late. And as of now, you know, they're a 65% as far as ESPN is concerned to beat Southern Miss on Saturday, which would be the fourth straight loss for the Golden Eagles, and which means they would have lost all four of these road games on this stretch before heading home next week.
That's not good at all. You know, at the start of the year, too, I remember Coach thinking that this was going to be a good shooting basketball team, right?
Yeah, I mean, and it, you know, and of course, you lose Isaac Tavares, but it doesn't mean that your offense just has to go completely inept, right? Like, you can't go 16 minutes of game time and score just 3 points, especially on the road. I mean, that's just – you can't do that.
All right, so both teams back in action tomorrow. Both teams really needing a win. If you're around here, you can check out the ladies. They play at 12 noon tomorrow. Nebo, about 3.5 minutes left. I want to switch gears before we get on to baseball. You brought something to my attention that hard for me to believe is true.
Yeah, so the College Football Playoff Committee came out. You know, it was a debate whether or not they were going to go to 16 teams or 24 teams. Apparently the Big Ten won at 24 and the SEC won at 16, so they just said, to heck with it, let's stick with 12. And they did these like extra clauses. So the first clause was that if you're a conference champion, you're getting in, so that would, you know, nullify, like James Madison wouldn't have gotten into that scenario. Duke would have gotten in since they won the ACC. But the second clause is what I want to talk about. Notre Dame, it says Notre Dame, if they are in the top 12, they automatically are in the playoffs, which to me is the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever seen. That is just stupid. It's like, no, go join a conference like everybody else and go play a conference championship. Like, that's just ridiculous.
How do you single out one Division I team and make a separate rule for one team?
I don't know. Like, why does Notre Dame get this special treatment? It just doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, Indiana is the best team in Indiana right now. Not Notre Dame. They just won a national championship going through the Big Ten.
Right.
You know, so
they didn't get
a special. If Indiana was 10-2, would they have been in the playoffs? No.
No. No. No.
I mean, it's just,
I think you pointed out, too, that the coach of Notre Dame was on the pregame of the national championship game, and it was never brought up that they
opted out of their bowl game.
Yeah, just, which would have been a substantial bowl game, too.
Yeah, I think it was the Cheez-It Bowl versus Texas, if I remember correctly, which would have been a great game.
Yeah, they wanted no part of that, huh? If we don't get our way, we're just not going to play.
I just don't get it. Like,
that could be their new slogan. If we don't get our way, we're not going to play.
Yeah. Touchdown Jesus, you know, put that on a shirt or something. but no, it just makes no sense. I mean, what they're going to do is, since they control their own scheduling, they're just going to schedule a really easy schedule, because if they go 10-2, 11-1, they're in the playoffs. They're going to be in the top 12.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But so if they're in the top 12, that means they're not in the bubble. Like, they're not even getting debated. They're just automatically in.
That's just terrible.
It's dumb.
You know, you said the Big Ten wanted 24 teams.
Yeah.
Well, when would they have had to start playing that tournament?
We'd be in the middle of the third round right now.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It'd be like the national championship game is a week before spring football.
Correct. 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, we'll get around to the college football national championship. I think the answer
Yeah, 24 is crazy.
Yeah, the answer is to cut back on the number games. We talked about that yesterday. That'd be a pretty easy thing to do because schools, even in the group of five, play some money games. You know what I'm saying? They play games that they know they're going to win. Southern Miss does it. They bring SWAC teams in here. They're not going to lose to a SWAC team. It's really no different than Southern Miss going to Florida State. Florida State's not figuring to lose that game. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it is. Now, I will say that Group of Five teams do depend sometimes on those checks from the bigger
schools.
There's
no doubt they do. Yeah.
You know, we heard that from the former head coach here. We need that check.
Yeah.
But, you know, so.
Did we ever. Did we ever.
But, yes, you're right, where they could probably do that maybe one game instead of four games, you know, or something like that. But,
yeah. All right, still to come on the show, we're about to hear from Colby Allen. He's going to join Dima and I, and then we're going to hear about another new pitcher on the team.
Camden Clark.
Yes, from his coach down at Pearl River. Dima, is it fair to say Pearl River Baseball is one of the top junior college programs in America?
Yeah, they were one game away from winning a national championship last year. They won a national championship in 2022, and they're ranked number two in the preseason poll right now.
Nationally.
Nationally, yep.
Remarkable story, really, down in Poplarville.
No doubt.
We'll be right back, everybody. Stay with us. Friday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Second segment of the show every day, sponsored by Eagle Tire West. They're on Highway 98 West, next to Smith Motor Company. They sell premium Goodyear products, full service truck and auto service. They've been in family-operated local business here in Hattiesburg since 1985, and they're big Southern Miss guys. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear Tires, full service, big Southern Miss supporters. Looking for a great weekend treat? Mobay Beignet Company will do it, 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page, find the topping of the month. Go down there, they'll cook you some hot beignets, cover them in powdered sugar as you order them, get yourself a great coffee, and that will be a nice treat.
And Kelly told us that he has some personal things he had to do today, and I know he's at Mobay.
He's at Mobay Beignet eating his second dozen.
Yeah.
Dima's actually in Kelly's chair today. It's the first time I've ever seen anyone dressed like an adult sitting in that chair. It's really quite distracting almost. But Kelly's
I'm drinking his Mountain Dew, though. So.
Are you? Well, you're following in his tradition, right? All right. 3 weeks from today, Golden Eagle Baseball will kick off. Let's say that once again.
Yeah, say that again.
3 weeks from today, Southern Miss Baseball will kick off. And Dima and I, now nothing's been made official, but Dima and I believe Colby Allen will pitch that Friday game, and that'll be a showdown of two All American pitchers, won't it?
Yeah. Santa Barbara has an ace who's going to be really good. Colby Allen, you know, they worked on getting him that third pitch, that changeup, and it sounds like he's really gotten there. And man, you know, I'm excited to see it. And he told me, and I'm sure he told you that he's really excited to throw that pitch. You know, he was already so good with his fastball slider. And now he's added that changeup that if batters can't see the slider and then the changeup's coming out of his hand, I mean, he could be everything he wants to be this season, and I'm really excited to see it.
Here's Colby Allen. All right, Colby Allen on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Colby, we're 3 weeks away. Your big year's right around the corner. What is going to be going on in Colby Allen's head the night you take that mound? opening day?
It's going to be try to calm the nerves. Honestly, no, it'll be awesome. I think I get chills thinking about it. I'm starting to get chills right now thinking about it. That's kind of a big thing is I kind of been preparing for it for probably since the end of last year. You know, as a player, I'm one of those guys who's going to think about every moment before I even get on that mound and visualize it. So as soon as that time comes, I'm ready. You know, I think that's a big thing. And my success is I visualize everything. And, shoot, man, when it gets time to toe that rubber, I'm ready to go.
How did you prepare during the off season? Kind of give us a description of what off season was like for you.
Yeah, for me, it was this Christmas break. It was really, man, it was straight hunting. And it was baseball in the mornings and hunting in the evenings, you know. Just kind of getting my work done before lunch. And that afternoon I was hunting and kind of relaxing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I mean, I was at the field from 8 to 12 every day and then go home, eat lunch, and get after it. But, yeah, it was good. It was a lot of working on the changeup and kind of perfecting some of those pitches and getting ready to come back. I mean, as soon as we get back, it's time to roll, and mm-hmm. we're ready.
All right, this is what you've aimed for the whole time you've been here, hadn't it?
Yeah.
To be the lead guy on the mound.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's kind of everybody's want as a pitcher coming in here. If you're a lead guy on this staff, I mean, if you're anybody on this staff, you're talented, you're one of the best in the country, obviously. But yeah, that's what you want is coming in here. That shows you're a true competitor, is wanting that spotlight, and that's good. It's what you work for, and obviously it comes earned. But yeah, I worked a lot hard. I worked hard for it.
If everything works out like we anticipate, we're going to have an opening day here with two All-Americans on the mound, you and the guy from California. That's a pretty exciting way to start, huh?
Yeah, he's pretty good. But whether it's me, Graydon, or McCarty, or Crabtree, whoever it is facing off against him, he's going to have his lunch ready for him. He better be ready because I guarantee there's going to be 7,000 people that he's going to think they're rednecks and crazy getting all over him, and I can't wait for them California boys to see it. But no, it'll be a good matchup. You know, they're a great ball club. You know, that dude's going to be a first rounder, and I'm sure they got some more in the bullpen and going to have some guys in the box ready to go too.
Truth is, though, those guys from California really have no idea what they're stepping into, do they?
You know, I wouldn't think, but you never know. I mean, I've never been out to California, but I wouldn't think they're going to have any idea what's going to hit them when they step in this place and you got 7,000 ready to go, especially down in that 16-ounce lounge. So.
Right, right. Talk to us about the pitching staff overall. Some new faces, some familiar faces, but always the new faces have to step up. How confident are you, and how deep do you see this pitching staff?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt we have a chance to compete with that 22 staff and some of the staffs that's come through here. There's not a doubt in my mind about it. We got some pieces that, man, we got pieces everywhere. If you'll be honest, we can be deep. We can be really deep. We got, oh, my goodness, it's crazy to think about. You know, I was trying to think of different scenarios, who I'd use here, who I'd use there, and I was like, I don't know. We got too many options. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the new guys that we brought in have stepped up tremendously in the fall and spring. Inter squads, then you got guys like McCarty coming back, Drake Meeks, Logan Pratt, some of those guys. Chase Adams is coming back off injuries. It's also going to be a big piece in this mm-hmm. role. So, you know, it's going to be exciting to see.
Colby, what's this ride? What's this journey meant to you?
It's everything. You know, growing up as a Southern Miss fan and now pitching all the time here, just, I'm getting chills again thinking about it. It means everything. There's not a doubt in my mind about it. I couldn't have dreamed it any better, especially thinking you're about to go JUCO to catch, and the next thing you know, you're pitching at the Pete. So I can't put it into words.
You know, last year during this event, I asked Tuna what it was going to be like for him his senior year, and he told me he was already thinking about it. Is that your case?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to spend as much time as I can at the field. It's awesome. It's just you try to soak it up, especially knowing it's your last year. You try to enjoy those friendships, this brotherhood, because I talked to him as soon as he got out. He's like, it's just so different. And Matt Adams the same way. Some of those guys, it's so different. That brotherhood, it's there, but it's kind of gone. You know, you're kind of out on your own. Cause, I mean, we're here every day. Like, we've been here from 8, and we'll be here till 5:30, you know, practicing with mm-hmm. each other. So, it's truly a brotherhood. There's just no doubt about it. It's a true brotherhood.
But the good news is, before it comes to an end, there's a lot of exciting baseball in front of you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, good grief, the bus trips, the plane rides, whatever you want to, whatever. It's just, yeah, it's a lot of fun. There's not a doubt. It's awesome.
All right, you know, we're all in your corner. We're all big fans on the Eagle Hour, and the whole community is looking forward to you really showing your stuff this year.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've been working hard for it, and, you know, now it's kind of time to just go at it, and whatever happens, happens, you know. Let the good Lord put us in a good spot, and I believe he will.
All right, my man. Good luck to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Bob.
All right, Colby Allen. Demon, what is that third pitch going to mean?
Oh, that's going to mean so much. You know, when they brought in Gunnar Leje to come, you know, help Coach Oz out with the pitching staff, you know, a big sell for Colby Allen to come back was for him to be the starter on Friday night. Now, it's just hard to have a starter with only two pitches, right? So they had to give him some way to give them that third pitch, and you could see him start to try to do it last year. Just couldn't ever grip that baseball right. But over the offseason, and I talked with Colby separate from your interview, and he said, man, Gunnar Leje came in, and I got it down to a piece for him, and now he's throwing it like, you know, it's going to be. I'm really excited to see it. That changeup with that slider. I mean, like I said, he has a chance to be as good as, not even better than, J.B. Middleton was last season.
You had the opportunity to talk to the new pitching coach. What was your observation?
Yeah, man, you know, young guy, you know, of course, and you know, it was funny because I asked him. I said, you know, when Coach Oz came over and he brought you over, nobody thought that Oz was always going to step away from pitching. That's his whole thing. But he brought in Gunnar Leje as, like, you know, that new age analytics, you know, all those things. And so I talked with some of the pitchers too, like McCarty English, Colby Allen. I said, you know, how has it been working with them? And they said, well, with Oz, you know, it was so much about mechanics, so much about getting everything right to a T. And he said, now that you add Gunnar Leje, everything is analytical on top of that. So I think this pitching staff has a chance to even take a step even further, if that's even possible, from what Oz can do, which what Oz does is amazing. Don't get me wrong. But if you can even add more to it, you know, with Gunnar Leje.
But Oz has not disassociated himself from coaching up the pitchers.
No,
he's still involved with the pitchers.
No, I asked him back in September when I had a little interview with Oz, and I said, So how's it been stepping away from pitching? He goes, what are you talking about?
Oz is not going to step away. Oz is not going to step away from the pitcher.
He could never do that.
Diva, can we say, about 30 seconds left, that Southern Miss has the best head coach it could possibly have for where we are right now?
Let me just say it this way. Scott Berry wouldn't have retired if he did not trust Christian Ostrander.
Correct.
That should tell you all you need to know.
Correct. So we're glad to have Oz here. Yep. And obviously, that was the obvious transition.
Yes. And Oz waited a long time to be the head coach at Southern Miss Baseball. And I fully believe he will take this team to Omaha. Not necessarily maybe this team this season, but he will take a team to Omaha before he's done.
Teams.
Teams. Yeah, world. Teams to Omaha. Yeah.
Well, my man Dima says Camden Clark is going to be a name that's going to get your attention in this new baseball season. We're going to talk to his coach, Michael Avalon, one of the best junior college coaches in America, and see what he says about Camden Clark being on the Golden Eagle pitching staff next.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Enjoyed hearing from Colby Allen. Look for great things out of Colby this spring. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program on Hardy Street. Great for baseball, softball training for kids, adult training of any kind. If you've got a sport you want to be better at, they've got the trainers and facilities at DBAT on Hardy Street that can make that happen for you. And our good friends at Forest Health remind everyone, new year, time to take care of the most important player on your team. That's you. Get an annual physical, eat right, exercise, stay in close touch with your doctor. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. Pearl River Community College is going to have their first pitch banquet tonight on the USM campus. You may have heard of this guy before. Scott Berry is going to be the featured speaker. Coach Michael Avalon is now on the show. Of course, Pearl River is, I don't mind saying this, Coach is not probably going to say this, but I will, the best junior college baseball program in Mississippi, hands down, and probably one of the top five baseball programs in America in junior college baseball, ranked number two in the first preseason poll. And Coach, before we get to the young man that you led to Southern Miss and is going to be pitching for the Golden Eagles this year, congratulations on your continued great success. Number two nationally, and you obviously have another very talented squad down in Poplarville.
Well, thank you so much, and yeah, no doubt excited about another season. And you know, it's amazing that it's already here. And, you know, of course, when it gets cold, that means it's time to get started. So here it comes this weekend, and that makes sure that let us all know that baseball season's starting up, and we're excited about it.
Coach, couldn't you have found somebody that's had a little more success than Scott Berry to speak at your banquet tonight?
Well, if the folks around Hattiesburg don't, you know, haven't heard the name before and don't know a whole lot about the guy, I think they'll be really, really impressed with him tonight. So, but no, he is, man, what an unbelievable person. And always a guy that I've always looked up to, you know, throughout the years, and just so down to earth and such a humble man that, you know, the first time I met him, it was like I'd known him for, you know, forever. So,
right.
You know, when he was coaching, I'd asked him to speak at these before, and he's like, he said, Avalon, he said, I love you, but I just got too much going on. And I said, well, when it got done, I said, Coach, all right. You know, because, of course, he gets worn out about it, I'm sure, about speaking. And he said, well, absolutely looking forward to it. So we are, without a doubt, excited to hear from him tonight and, you know, spend the night with him. And it's going to be a really, really good time.
I'm just surprised, Coach, that you were able to get him out of the hunting stand. I mean, that's just shocking to me.
He must really like you, Coach.
Well, and that you know, that was the tough part. We, you know, I even called Dozier a little bit and said, hey, man, why don't you come join Coach Berry? There was no way I was getting him out of duck hunting this weekend, especially with the cold weather coming in. But Coach Berry sacrificed a weekend for us, and we sure appreciate it. And you know, we're gonna try to get Brian Dozier over some, you know, sometime in the next year or two to speak with our guys. And he was excited about that. But again, we are looking forward to it.
As you and I said off air, Coach Scott Berry's a great baseball coach. He's a better human being even than a baseball coach. So
no question. No question about it.
All right, Coach, I'm gonna let Dima jump in here. Dima's very, very excited about this young man of yours that's now on the staff, Camden Clark. Tell us your observation of Camden, and I think Dima probably has several questions for you.
Yeah, what a talent, you know, what a player, what a person, what a competitor. I think that's the thing that's really gonna stick out when Southern Miss fans get to see him. You know, he actually signed with us, and in high school, people, you know, would have argued, was he a better catcher than a pitcher? Because he was a switch hitting catcher out of high school, really, really good defensively. And we kind of signed him with the understanding to do both. He wanted to catch probably more so than he wanted to pitch up until last year. And I just kept thinking to myself, when this kid figures out how good he really is on the mound, he'll understand that is just, he's just. It's just different. He's a big time competitor, like I mentioned, and wants the baseball. And I assume that's something Southern Miss may try to do with him, is in the back end, is kind of what I've heard. So y'all are going to love him. He's a great family. You know, we hated to lose him, but we're going to look forward to watching him at Southern Miss.
Coach, I'm curious, you know, how hard is it to, as you know, in junior college realms now, it just seems like, you know, do y'all feel like you have to replace your team almost every single season, or is it, you know, more of a maybe even at your program, is it more of a, you know, regulatory thing where you get to keep players there for a couple of seasons?
Yeah, you know, I think if you look at what's going on at the Division I level, you're starting to see a lot of, you know, similarities to junior college. Okay. You know, minus the NIL money, but that's what it's causing. It's just so much turnover.
Right.
That's something we've always kind of dealt with. Obviously, we're lucky to keep a guy 2 years and thankful for it. But the way I've always looked at things like that is guys that come into our program, And if they get an opportunity, and I've always said it, I've always said, you know, Southern Miss are better, you know, and meaning SEC after their freshman year or a Southern Miss, because Southern Miss is a top 25 program year in and year out. And that's the goal of these guys. They all want to play at the highest level, Division I level, and they want to play the best brand of baseball that they can, you know, find. And so, obviously, I have high regard for, you know, Coach Ostrander and, you know, his staff and what they do. You know, year in and year out at Southern Miss. And so that's kind of, we hate to lose them, but at the same time, that's what we're here for. If you do things the right way, good Lord, take care of you and put the next guy, you know, in the right place for you at the right time.
Talk about your team this year, obviously fresh off a national championship appearance from last season, you know, returning some players, but like you said, had to go out and get some players.
Yeah, we're excited about the, I guess the experience that we bring back, especially from the offensive side. I tell people all the time, I feel like pitchers from the high school level to college are, you know, make the adjustment a little easier because it's 60'6" and not much changes. They kind of control the pace and the tempo. And if they did that in high school and were good at it, then they just kind of carry over usually, you know, into the college career. But a hitter, I think it's just so much difficult just because of the pitching and how good it is, the velocity, the stuff that they see nowadays. And so we're very thankful to have several guys in our lineup that got big-time experience. I think we'll start 8 out of 9 guys that are at least in their second year of college baseball, which will really help us. We feel like last year was a little different. We weren't as experienced, and it just took us a little while to get going. So we're really excited about that, and we've also got some really good pieces on the mound that I think are going to, you know, give us a really good ball club.
Coach, I don't know how much competition there is for you here in the state, but seriously, junior college baseball in Mississippi is very, very good. What are some of the other schools in Mississippi that you think will be very good this year in the JUCO ranks?
Without a doubt, Mississippi junior college baseball, as far as junior college, when you look at the Division II rankings that come out, we're going to have 4 to 6 every year that are ranked in the top 25 out of our 15 schools. And that, when you just really wrap your head around that number, it's unbelievable. Just speaks to how tough it is and how good baseball is. You know, it's for the most part, it's going to be your usual suspects, I guess you'd say. East Central's done a really good job. They're going to be up there. Jones, always, you know, one of the top clubs, you know, in Mississippi. Northwest, there's a really good area of baseball up there close to Memphis, and so you can count on them. And then also, you know, I don't like giving these guys, you know, too much credit, but Mississippi Gulf Coast is always going to be competitive. And just this area around the Hattiesburg area, there's so many good high schools that play, you know, baseball at a very high level, and I think that's why us, Jones, Gulf Coast, you know, are so competitive. And I didn't mention Meridian. They're right there too. Yeah. So there's a lot of schools. Any game we play, we can go out there. If we don't play well, we know what can happen. So we just got to show up and try to play to our standard as best we can.
I personally don't think it's talked about as much, Coach, and kind of like you mentioned it, the level of talent in Mississippi that baseball is. I mean, you think about around us here in the Pine Belt, you know, Summerall, Purvis, the history behind those high school programs, Brandon, you know, all of these high school programs. And like you said, the junior college level is heightened. You know, everybody's good. William Carey, all these things, you know, and then Southern Miss, you know, being really good in the NCAA, State and Ole Miss being consistently good. I mean, the level of college baseball in the state of Mississippi and high school baseball is honestly incredible.
Yeah, people are serious about it. There's no question. And, you know, you also look at the, you know, Division II, Delta State.
Right.
That's always been the thing that I've talked about. When you look at Southern Miss, Ole Miss, Mississippi State at the top, and then you drop down to Division II with Delta State and Mississippi College is most, you know, much improved over the last couple of years. And then NAIA with William Carey, and then junior college with all the schools that we just mentioned. And then obviously high school baseball in the state of Mississippi is as good as, you know, you can find. And so, but it starts there. It starts with those coaches and the players and just the, you know, the parents that are, you know, really serious about it at times and, you know, push their kids to play. And so I'm thankful to be a guy that gets to recruit this area where it is very important. Our administration, you know, care about it, and they help us along the way and are very supportive, and so we're very thankful for that.
Coach Avalon, no one does it better than you. No one does it better than you. And we look forward to following your guys all year. We look forward to watching Camden on the mound for the Golden Eagles, and we look forward to following Pearl River Baseball all spring.
Well, thank y'all for having me, and always it's a pleasure. Look forward to seeing y'all at a ball game sometime.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Coach Michael Avalon from Pearl River Community College. No exaggeration, right, Demo? One of the best programs in America.
Junior college for sure.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, our thanks to Pearl River baseball coach Michael Avalon for joining us. Also enjoyed our conversation with Colby Allen. We'll have a lot more good stuff for you next week. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this final segment of the show today. It'd be a great place to check out some ball over the weekend and get yourself something good to eat, a cold drink, and enjoy some camaraderie with a fellow Golden Eagles. You'll find them all down at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Hey, MCS Home Center reminds you that for home repair, home remodeling, home construction, they have everything you need. You can work in your lawn, your garden, your house. You'll find all the tools and supplies you need at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West. And we sure appreciate our relationship with Hank Lott and all the great people at MCS Home Center, truly one of our favorite places in town. As is Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis stands at SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And I and the manager down there, Kevin Mullins, we're good buddies, and we have suffered many, many years together as Redskin fans. So we have a special bond of torture and pain, Dima, that most people just couldn't possibly understand.
Kelly can.
He's a Bengals fan. Yes, right. News and notes, Dima.
Yeah, let's start with the Bills because I don't really know what the heck they're doing. My gosh. So first they interview Philip Rivers for their head coaching job.
Philip Rivers.
I don't understand that. So now they're on to Mike McDaniel, who is the head coach of Miami Dolphins, who was fired there. And
he was terrible in Miami.
Yes, and the Bills are interviewing him, thinking that that's somehow better than the coach who took him to almost every divisional round the past 6 years and winning records.
Unbelievable.
So let's start with that. I don't really know what the Bills are doing there. The NCAA has officially approved commercial jersey patches in college sports.
Oh, no.
So
they're going to start looking like NASCAR people.
Correct. So, so we have that to look forward to, as if we didn't need anything else. Colorado Athletics is up to $161 million in money spent on players, and they haven't done anything over the last few seasons. I just saw that one.
So. $161 million.
And Southern Miss Baseball is actually in action right now for a scrimmage out there. Apparently it's Graydon Harris versus Colby Allen on the mound, so that should be fun if you're out there watching that. You can go look for live updates on various Twitter sites if you're looking for that. Southern Miss men's and women's basketball back in action tomorrow. The men are on the road at Coastal Carolina for a noon start, and the women are at home against Coastal Carolina for also a noon start. You can find both those games on ESPN Plus, or if you want to get out there tomorrow to Reed Green and see the women play the Chanticleers,
yep,
you can get out there.
I guess they're all playing early because of the weather, because Southern Miss got to get back here out of that weather fly through or around or over that weather. Mm-hmm. And same thing for the kids that here from Coastal.
Yeah.
You know, they've got to get back. So, and I would assume that's why there are no more baseball scrimmages over the weekend, is because of weather.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty rainy this weekend, on top of all of the wintery stuff that's everybody's still freaking out about. But, yeah, so it's supposed to be pretty rainy. And so I think Oz was just like, we'll just wait till next week, which it's going to be cold next weekend, man.
It's going to be real cold.
Yeah, I saw a forecast for next weekend, and it's like high of 31 or something.
Yeah, I talked to a friend up in the Delta last night. She told me that they're expecting temperatures below 10 degrees at night next week up in North Mississippi. All right, so Sunday's going to be a good day to stay home. It's going to be rainy and cold, but, boy, there's some good football to watch. We got the championship games. Yeah. Let's start with the AFC. How do you see that one, Damo?
I think the Patriots should be the favorites just because of the quarterback situation. I think if Bo Nix was playing, I'd probably pick the Broncos because I don't really think the Patriots are like anything great. But, yeah, I trust the Patriots to win that game. You trust Drake May over Stidham. So.
Yeah.
But I don't think that the Patriots are just going to blow them out. You know, I think Broncos hang in there. Broncos are pretty tough.
Yeah, that's quite an unfortunate situation. Bo Nix gets hurt on the next to last play of overtime and breaks his ankle. So, he's out. I would agree with you. I think the Patriots, it's hard to believe in it, the Patriots back in the Super Bowl.
It really is.
Speaks to their organization.
Especially considering how young their team is.
Yeah, speaks to their organization. Yeah, and to Mike Breville, who's a tremendous football coach. Mm-hmm. NFC, who you like?
Man, you know, it's hard to pick against the Seahawks right now, you know, especially at home. But the Rams, you know, their offense is so good. Of course, Chicago had a nice defensive plan against them last week. But, you know, these two teams played late in the regular season, sometime around Christmas. And I believe that game was like a one-point difference in overtime or something like that. And, I expect this is going to be a great game. I'm glad it's the later game and kind of the night game. And, I'm looking forward to it. I like the Seahawks at home, but I would not be surprised if the Rams pulled it out either.
Yeah, I agree exactly with what you said, but I just have this sort of feeling in the back of my head that the Rams may do this. Offensively, they're so good, and I think it's fair to say they have the best quarterback in this game. Mm-hmm. Matthew Stafford's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I think he's better. Hall of Famer, he's better than the other one, for sure.
All right, that wraps up a good week on the Eagle Hour. We'll all be back Monday. We thank you very much, as always, for listening. Be safe out there this weekend. Stay warm. And out of the cold rain, we'll all be back in the studio Monday. Until then, Southern Miss to the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.